Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
National Homelessness Awareness Month is held in November, the month of Thanksgiving. It's a time to think about what we are thankful for and a time to share our compassion with our neighbors who are experiencing homelessness. The St. Paul Center in Rensselaer is a shelter for women and their children who have no place to call home. The bad news is the shelter continues to be full all the time with moms and their kids who only stay until they can find appropriate housing for them. But there is good news, too, and Executive Director Tracy Pitcher joins us to talk about the shelter and their program Bridges, which follows the moms once they are successfully rehoused and helps them to not become homeless again. Tracy, welcome to the roundtable. Very nice to have you here.
Thank you, Joe. It's great to be here.
We're also joined by Marilyn Dyer, Secretary of the St. Paul Center Board of Directors and founding board member, and a great pleasure to welcome Marilyn back.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Very nice. So you guys are saints and you do God's work, so congratulations on that. I'm curious, and you sent me a graphic and some of the numbers, and it's really, you're limited as to what you can do. I mean, the takeaway from this is that there is a place that people can go, and yet, you know, you're just really scratching the surface of what you can do. And the numbers would indicate a far greater need, right?
Exactly, yes.
And that the situation of overall homelessness doesn't seem to be improving.
No, it's not.
So then for your group and for the center, what is your mission? What are you then trying to do to address the problem in the way that you can address it?
Well, we are a 19-bed emergency homeless shelter, and we do focus on moms and their kids. So what we're trying to focus on is the aspect of empowerment, helping ladies identify what their strengths are, identify what areas that they might need assistance in. For instance, budgeting might be one example, and providing them the tools that they can then, when they leave the shelter, increase their likelihood of success in maintaining stable housing once they leave. And that's really the whole focus of the Bridges program. We have some amazing staff that work inside the shelter during the time our guests are staying with us. And then we have another social worker who follows the ladies for a year after leaving shelter. And just this year alone, we've been able to avoid 38 evictions by lending that additional support to moms, because we don't want to see them keep coming through the door. And that's one of the issues that we're trying to address, too, is the chronicity of homelessness, as well as the generational aspect of homelessness.
And Marilyn, talk a little bit about that word emergency. What constitutes an emergency?
Well, that would be for a mother who finds herself having been evicted. Possibly her apartment has been shut down for code violation. It could be back in around 2008, we were seeing a lot of intact families that were no longer able to support a household. They couldn't stay in their apartment. They were foreclosed on, and they ended up homeless. Now, unfortunately, our facility was not able to take care of men and women together, but that was also something that was purely an economic emergency situation where they just lost their home, and sometimes they would be living in their car. So what happens is when a woman and her children present as homeless, that's the term in Rensselaer County, the county then has several options for what to do with that family to keep them safe during their time of homelessness, and we're one of the options.
I'm curious as to, and this may be, I apologize if this is a dumb question, but when you say a 19-bed facility, so if a mother and two children come in, is that three beds or is that?
Correct.
Okay.
That's three
All
beds.
Right. So that is because you're taking care of three individuals.
Yeah.
Correct. I wish it was that few. We've been running over occupancy for the last few months. I mean, just the month of October alone, we were at 114% occupancy.
Right.
And we were lucky enough that a number of our moms were bringing in infants that could stay in pack and plays so that we could add more people,
more beds
to the shelter and serve more
right.
people in need.
Yeah, and I was just using that as an example mm-hmm. So if a family comes in, then that's so it can be a few families or it can be several. And can it be single women as well without children?
So long as they're moms.
Okay.
Yes, we can we can take moms who don't actually have custody of their children at the time.
Okay. And talk a little bit about the Bridges program and what we can do in educating these women to keep them from getting in this position again and having a support group around them that strengthens them to allow them to move out of this situation.
I'm actually going to tell you a brief story that I think illustrates it very well.
Right.
And that there was one mom with four children who moved out of our shelter and into an apartment that she chose. And because of code violations, the landlord wouldn't continue to provide heat to her and her family. So the code enforcement came in and wanted to shut down the apartment and evict the family. And what Sarah did, the social worker, she started working with that mom immediately to try and help her find additional housing so that she wouldn't have to stay in the shelter just but for a few days. And so, you know, Sarah's there. Our Bridges program is there to help continue the support. If there's any mediation that needs to take place between the mom and a landlord, if there's any issues with regard to benefits and entitlements that, for whatever reason, might not continue to flow, she's there to help them advocate for themselves so that they can, you know, make sure that they continue to have the income that's necessary to keep their housing stable.
Mm-hmm. It's such a multifaceted problem, and I'm curious as to how you work and address all of the issues, because the numbers tell us that certainly mental illness is a large component. Addiction is a large component. So how do you address those issues? I mean, obviously you are trying to care for the child, the mother and the child, keep them off the street and allow them to move into a more secure housing situation. But then there are the other large issues too, mm-hmm. which I guess you work with other agencies in that regard.
We do. We collaborate very closely with other agencies. For instance, some mental health providers in Rensselaer County is one example. And Trish, our social worker that works with the ladies once they come into shelter, you know, they go through an intake process, and Trish and Morgan spend a lot of time talking to the moms about these issues that lead to the issues of homelessness, and sometimes mental health and substance abuse contribute to their situations. So then what they do is work with the moms to help them understand, you know, treatment is really a great thing. It's going to, you know, make for right. a much more stable life for you and your children. Mm-hmm. So they actively refer to other service providers in the area to make sure that the moms have all the supports necessary to be successful.
And also a large number who are victims of domestic violence.
Exactly. Yes.
So there's a protection aspect.
There is a protection aspect. St. Paul Center is not a domestic violence shelter. Mm. However, a large number of our guests have had a domestic violence situation in the past.
So you don't deal with the safety and the security as much as you do with the damage that has been done as a result
yes.
of that trauma.
Well said.
Yes, very good. And we also are very aware that homelessness can be generational. Mm. In that if a child grows up in homelessness, there is a much greater chance that they too will be homeless later in their life. So one of the...
I mean, that's a psychology, right? Is that a thought of because it can be accepted? If it happened, then it becomes an option where it would not have been thought of?
I don't know that it's a psychology. I think it's a lack of ability to take charge of one's own life. Mm. And I mean, obviously, if you grow up in a, you know, middle class household and you see your parents go to work every day and, you know, there's always food on the table and the right. rent is paid or the mortgage is paid.
Then you mirror that.
You kind of mirror that. But so many of these, of the women that come through the shelter are just hardly even scraping by. I mean, it's so difficult for them to keep their family afloat, given the limited resources, both, correct me if I'm wrong, Tracy, both emotional, possibly educational, and financial. They're so on the edge that one tiny incident, let's say the mom is full-time employed, okay, even at a minimum wage job, and she falls sick. They don't get paid sick time. So there she is thrown into this economic deficit immediately that's going to just throw her whole family into turmoil.
There's also the, you have an event coming up.
Yes, we do.
On November 6th. Tell us about the event and what you hope to accomplish through it.
Well, it's an event that we hope will expand awareness of not only our shelter and the support that we look for to keep that going successfully, but also to just bring awareness of the whole situation of homelessness. It's November 6th, which is this Thursday. It's going to start at, we have a VIP reception at 5:30 and a general reception at 6:30. It's going to be held at Taste in downtown Albany. We have vendors coming for tastings of spirits and food. And there are some vendors that are going to be selling their wares, artisanal mm-hmm. kind of wares. And we are going to be presenting some awards to some important people for us. I'll be presenting what we call the John Bedoin Compassion Award. John Bedoin was the Commissioner of Social Services, and he was the one who actually helped us create the St. Paul Center when he told us that what the county really needed was a shelter for women and their children. Mm. Previous to that, there were places for women. There were places for, the children would often go into foster care, and we were the first shelter that was dedicated to women and their children together. So we're giving that, we named the award after him. He received it in the first year, and this year it's being given to Nancy Kupiek of Vesta Construction, who has done an enormous amount of work in the homeless services community. Mm. Equinox, Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless. She has a heart of gold, and she makes beautiful homes for people who are coming out of difficult situations.
Well, it's wonderful to hear that compassion is being celebrated, and you do wonderful work. The event itself will take place on Thursday, November 6th at Taste in Albany. You can find out more information about the event by going to stpaulcenter.com. That's also where you can find information about the center and find out information about their services and the great work that they do. It's stpaulcenter.com. Marilyn Dyer and Tracy Pitcher, I thank you so much for being with us this morning and sharing and doing the great work you do for our community.
Thank you, Joe.
It.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.